I reckon this man won't be sleeping tonight because there is so much at stake in the EPL. The title, Europe, relegation, plus we've got A-League, a huge semi-final on this afternoon. Phil Moss, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Gee, you're making me sound tired just thinking about all that.
There's plenty happening. We'll go straight to the A-League first because I know there's a lot to digest through the EPL, but it all goes on the line this afternoon in the A-League after Western United caused what? Well, it was a massive boil over being Melbourne victory.
It certainly was, and good morning to you and Bulldog and all our listeners. That was an amazing result. And look, those inside Western United wouldn't be surprised. But to the outsiders looking in, that was a boil over. Melbourne victory holding that one-goal aggregate lead going into 1-0 aggregate lead going into the game, the second leg. And I love this two-leg format too in the finals for the spot in the grand final. It's wonderful. First week of elimination finals while the top two teams sit it out, and then you go into a home and away two-leg series for a spot in the grand final. But West United, I think the key word that John Aloisi used was relax. They just stayed calm. They relaxed into the game. They had nothing to lose, everything to gain. And, Melbourne victory they equalised just before half-time. Great, fantastic free kick from Jake Brimmer, who I think has been an absolute star this season for Melbourne victory. But Prijevic was the man, the foreign striker, popped up with two goals. And I thought he was absolutely outstanding. Lockie Wales and then Wenzel Hall's putting the cream on top in injury time. But a well-deserved win for Western United, well-deserved for John Aloisi. Mm-hmm. He's had a couple of stints, Melbourne Heart, obviously, then to Brisbane Roar, health problems as well with his heart that's well chronicled. Come back with Western United, he's now into his first grand final.
Fair enough. And who do they play? Because this afternoon, as I mentioned, all goes on the line for Melbourne City and Adelaide United after they drew 0-0 in the first leg midweek.
Yeah, that's right. So 0-0 going to the second leg. Look, Melbourne City going as clear favourites. But it'll be interesting. They won't have it all their own way. Calvert's done a brilliant job with Adelaide this season. Some really good young players surrounded by good experience as well. So, look, I think it'll be a tight game, this one. Mm-hmm. But I do think Melbourne City will come out on top. And I think you'll see Melbourne City, Western United, Melbourne Derby, if you like, for the grand final next weekend.
Mossy, what were your thoughts on Dwight York being appointed MacArthur coach for the next 2 years?
Yeah, mixed, Bulldog, to be honest. I love Dwight York. I'm a big fan of his, even though he's Manchester United, but not Liverpool. But I am a big fan of his for what he did at Sydney FC when he was out here and obviously played a starring role in Sydney FC winning that first ever title. Great to see him taking up coaching. I guess the mixed feelings comes from the job not going to an Aussie coach. I just think we've got enough talent here in Australia, and Ange Postecoglou is showing it on the world stage, among others, to fill these roles with local coaches. But I also understand the commercial value of having a Dwight York. It's his first senior coaching job, and it will be great to have him back in the A-League because he is one of those who understands his place in the game, not just the club that he's playing or coaching for. So I think he'll add real value. Just disappointing for local coaches that there's an opportunity gone missing, but I think he'll really add to the league next year, and we need that. We need some big names to really spike the interest.
Yeah, he's a marquee signing, so to speak, isn't he, Mossy? And he'll just add so much glamour to the A-League. Hey, Mossy, okay, take us through this step by step because the EPL tonight, all these games kick off at 1 a.m. Sydney time. The title's at stake. Europe's at stake. Relegation's at stake. Take us through it, Mossy, step by step.
That's right. Well, first of all, let's start at the top. So Melbourne City obviously take on Aston Villa. Now, what a fairy tale would it be if Steven Gerrard, in the managerial
position, favourite son,
the technical box for Aston Villa, if he could cause a boil over against Manchester City and help hand the title to Liverpool, bearing in mind Steven Gerrard slipped in 2014 that probably cost us the title, that would be a fairy tale story if that was to happen. And Liverpool, of course, host Wolves, which won't be a pushover. Liverpool, first of all, have to make sure they do their job at home, but Manchester City going as favourites against Villa. Oh, look, the heart says they'll slip up. The head says they probably won't. So it's definitely theirs to
Liverpool
lose
have to win, correct, Mossy? But a draw from Man City won't be enough?
That's right. Well, if they both draw...
If Liverpool have to win first and foremost.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so. Exactly. And if they do and Manchester City slip up in any way, then it's Liverpool's.
Yep.
But Manchester City have a pretty strong goal difference in their favour. So, you know, if they both get the same result, Manchester City lift the title.
And Arsenal and Tottenham, they're competing for Europe, or not competing against each other, but they are both have a chance to get to Europe.
Yeah, that's right. Look, Tottenham favourites. They hold a 2-point advantage in fourth spot from Arsenal. I can't see them letting that slip. Arsenal had their opportunities this season to grab a top four spot. I think they've left it too late to get that off Tottenham. So they'll have to settle for Europa, along with Manchester United. West Ham, I think they're safe in seventh, so they go into those qualifiers for Europa. But down the bottom, wow.
Yep.
Everton just escaped through by the skin of their teeth the other morning. They were 2-0 down in that game and came back to win it 3-2. Drama charge, but they are now safe,
yep.
Which will be a huge relief to Everton fans. Remarkable story, that one. But there is a
I'll just butt in quickly for one yep. second, Mossy, just for our Brisbane listeners. They're going to pass the post now. If they want to continue to listen, you can do on the app and the internet. Don't forget we have our legend of sport, Ray Hadley, after the 9 a.m. news. But you're going to mention Leeds and Burnley. It's all on the line for both clubs, Mossy.
It certainly is, but there could be a spanner in the works for Everton as well, because Burnley and Leeds have both launched complaints against Everton for failing the fair play rule for losing too much money during the pandemic. Now, there was a limit on how much you could lose, and Everton apparently have overstepped that mark. So Burnley and Leeds, because you could be docked points if you're proven guilty.
That's a big story, Mossy.
That's huge.
Any chance for getting up, though, Mossy?
Well, I don't know the intricacies of it. I just read a couple of headlines on it yesterday, and it just throws another dimension into this battle to avoid relegation. But let's go to the football first, because Burnley and Leeds have to do their part. Leeds at the moment are 18th, so they are in the relegation zone on 35 points on goal difference from Burnley. Burnley play Newcastle at home. Leeds have to travel to Brentford, which is not easy at all. So, look, I see that staying as is. I see Leeds going down, unfortunately. Obviously, a lot of Aussie connections with Leeds United through the Harry Kewell, Mark Viduka, Jacob Burns days. But I think they'll go down, and then we've just got to see, watch this, if it does go to court, and see what happens.
No, exactly. Hey, Mossy, we better get your multi for the weekend. There's so much at stake in the A-League and the EPL.
There is. I've had to go for a five-legger, Ray, just to give our listeners some value here, because there's a lot of short-price favourites in these games. But the last game of the season can throw all different sorts of dynamics at you. But I'm going to go for a five-legger. Melbourne City, first of all, to win the Adelaide, into Arsenal, into Chelsea, into Leicester, into Crystal Palace to beat Manchester United.
Right. Melbourne City into Arsenal, Chelsea, Leicester and Crystal Palace. Five-legged multi. And what's a huge night of English football. Hey, Mossy, we'll dissect everything that happens next Sunday. Thanks for joining us as always.
Can't go without giving a quick shout-out to my son Nathan, who turned 21 yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. And I'll wish Nathan all the best for his birthday and for the future. Thanks, Mossy. We'll talk next week.
Good on you guys. Have a great day.